Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This week, a lawsuit over bans on marijuana businesses heads to Pierce County Superior Court. The legal challenge against the little city of Fife is in the spotlight because it could potentially derail Washington's new system for legalized marijuana, as KUOW reporter Amy Radel explains.
Initiative 502 provided for a new regulatory system for legal marijuana sales. The first question for the court is whether Initiative 502 allows cities to refuse to host marijuana businesses. The Fife City Council banned marijuana businesses this summer, and aspiring business owners have sued.
This case has taken on a life of its own because the city of Fife only has jurisdiction over 5 square miles in Pierce County. That's the city's jurisdictional boundaries.
That's Fife City Attorney Lauren Combs. The tiny city is in the headlines because of a legal door that Combs has opened. He argues marijuana is illegal under federal law and that in this area, federal law preempts or trumps state law. Under this argument, I-502 could be found unconstitutional. The ACLU has made clear they would jump into any case that argued for preemption. Combs calls this a bullying tactic and says his client, the city of Fife, told him to go ahead and make this case.
The amazing thing about my client is they don't feel intimidated when people try to bully them around and threaten them with litigation. My client does what it believes is right, and the majority of the city council felt this was the right thing to do.
Despite what the city of Fife says, and although it is a different approach, it is a new approach, we believe that the Washington approach is entirely consistent with the priorities and goals of the federal government, which is to, you know, combat drug abuse and to control the illegal distribution of drugs.
That's Seattle attorney Jared Van Kirk, part of the ACLU's legal team in the Fife case. He says preemption can be a strong argument in areas like immigration. But on drug policy, he says federal laws give states more latitude and their goals are not in conflict here. It's possible the court won't get into the thorny issue of federal preemption. The case may merely decide whether state law gives cities the power to ban marijuana businesses. I-502 doesn't directly address this. The ACLU of Washington, which helped write the initiative, says cities can't enact bans. ACLU attorney Mark Cook says the initiative was intentionally different from the state's alcohol laws, for example.
Under Washington alcohol licensing laws, there is a local option where cities or counties can, via an election, prohibit the sale of alcohol. This specific provision was purposely not included in I-502.
The Washington Attorney General, however, says cities do retain this power under I-502. Noah Purcell is the Solicitor General, a part of the AG's office. His office is defending the right of cities to pass bans and the right of the state to pass I-502. It's federal power that he doesn't want to see prevail.
The big danger here is that basically either the state Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court eventually holding that federal law preempts the state-regulated system for growing and selling marijuana.
Supporters of I-502 say changes to the law may be needed to give cities more clout or to share revenue from I-502 with them. They just hope the law can withstand court challenges so changes can be made through the legislature or future initiatives instead. A summary judgment hearing is scheduled in the case this Friday. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.